This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, week one of the NFL. CBS features huge matchups. Tennessee, Cleveland. Catch all the action this Sunday, starting with that other pregame show on CBS Sports Network. That's at 8 a.m., followed by NFL Today, CBS at noon. We welcome in Jim Nantz right now. He's going to be on the call Sunday with Tony Romo, Tracy Wolfson, when the Titans take on the Browns at 1 o'clock. Jim, good morning. How is everything?
Well, everything's great. Thank you, Colin. Chris, good morning. I'm excited this day has finally arrived, getting through August and all those preseason games. It's tough, man, watching preseason football and just all the anticipation, the fantasy football drafts, and all this leading up to this night, this weekend. I'm fired up.
Yeah, in Western Pennsylvania, as you know, it always is. It's always football crazy. And I think this year, one of the big stories, I don't think it is, it just is the offseason and kind of a newborn Pittsburgh Steelers. Will we see a spike in Ben Roethlisberger's play because that that circus left town, so to speak? Is there truth in all that?
I'm coming from way on the outside of this. You guys live it every day, but it certainly seems to me that Ben is in a very good spot mentally, health-wise. He's happy. He seems to love this chance to kind of rekindle what's going on in Pittsburgh. And, you know, I was with the Steelers. Tony and I had so many of the games late in the year, and I just figured all along they were going to somehow figure out a way to get into the playoffs and be a very dangerous team in the playoffs, and including that game down in New Orleans, the game down at Jacksonville, the game at home against New England. I just would have never believed that was not going to be a playoff team. And there's just there's a lot to like about this team. And, yeah, they've made these changes in the offseason. I think they're going to be fresh and ready to go. And I also think they're in a good spot because Cleveland is getting so much of the hype and the tension about the AFC North. It puts the Steelers in a pretty good position, I think.
What's your feeling, Jim, and you'll have the Cleveland game this weekend, on how the Browns are handling all of that? Because there will be either success or failure this season based on what the expectations are for them. And are they prepared for either and what it may bring their way above and beyond the preseason hype?
Boy, they've got a heap of hype on their shoulders. There's no question about it. But look, that's not really coming from them. That's coming from outside the building, by and large. Now, look, I know Baker Mayfield. He's a confident guy, and I admire his ability and his talent as a leader. But there is, like you said, there's just so much out there swirling about the Browns and expectations. It's not like they're putting this out there and saying, "Hey, we're going to win this, we're going to win that, we're going to take the division." That's a foregone conclusion. That's not coming from the Browns. I will say this: I think they've got a lot of talent now. I really do. John Dorsey's come in and really changed the roster, turned it over. They've got depth at a lot of positions that don't have that many weaknesses when you look at them. Of course, we'll find out, I guess, right? I mean, Tennessee's not going to be a pushover this weekend. This is not a bottom feeder that's coming in here. Talk about a team that's in an enviable position. Mike Vrabel's team, they go 9-7 every year. You know, they know how to beat some good squads. They've done that in recent years. And no one's talking them up. It's all about Cleveland right now. So the Browns have got to figure out how to shoulder and handle that. I do think they have a quarterback that's going to be good at handling all that noise. I really do.
Jim Nantz, NFL on CBS, joining us here, Fan Morning Show. I think you find it, you talk to Coach Cower, and he has said this before when he's been on with us, that you find your harshest critics kind of internally and closest to where you are. That said, with Mike Tomlin and any of the hot seat talk, or he's kind of underachieved some, does he have a different view nationally than maybe he does locally?
I've done so many of Mike's games through the years. I'm a huge fan. I don't know what the harshest critics are out there really saying. I can't even imagine anybody's talking about him being on the hot seat. If for any reason, which it won't happen. I mean, the Rooneys and the way they run that franchise and the Steelers, everything they do is first class. If Mike Tomlin, I'm just saying, was a free agent, he would be snapped up in about 10 seconds. There are a lot of the other 31 franchises that would love to have Mike Tomlin leading their team. So I don't even want to even really truly address that. I don't even think that's an issue for you guys going in. I think that the Steelers, you know, I'm looking at what they open up with here with at New England coming up on Sunday night, and that's a chance to go out and make a little statement. No one expects you to win that game, truly. I mean, maybe the fan base there does in Pittsburgh, but nationally, everybody's going to think, oh, okay, the Super Bowl champs, they're going to raise the flag, they're going to be at home Sunday night, blah, blah, blah. We've seen this game when Pittsburgh's played at New England before. New England's trying to figure out who they are without Antonio and Le'Veon, but I think it's a great chance to go in there and you know, steal a game maybe week one, like Kansas City did a few years ago when they came in there. It was a Thursday night game to open up the season. But, I don't think Pittsburgh's by any means a pushover in any scenario, including week one.
Well, you talk about all the pomp and circumstance, Jim, that will go on Sunday night, the raising of another banner for the Patriots and some young guys for the Steelers that may be thrust into really big roles. James Washington. James Conner hasn't played New England previously, even though he's been cemented in that starting role for a year now. There's a chance Cameron Kelly, who was in the AAF a couple months ago, could be starting at free safety. We just talked about Devin Bush as well, the first-round draft pick. Can that be the atmosphere in Foxborough the least bit intimidating for a young guy walking in? And not only is he looking across at Brady and Belichick, but now they're raising a banner yet again.
Yeah, I think it's a case-by-case basis. Sure, I think anybody could be intimidated by that. They get the Minutemen standing on the sideline in the end zones. They shoot off that cannon. Again, they're going to be celebrating the raising of a flag for Super Bowl 53. And all that, but will James Conner be affected? I don't think so. James Washington, you know, we'll see. I know he's having a huge camp. Cameron Kelly, good story. I mean, tremendous story, what's happening with him. But again, it's a case-by-case basis. Don't forget, there's going to be guys on the other side. They're going to be thrust into some roles that they're not accustomed to either. Some things at New England that they're going to have to figure out week one. They've lost David Andrews, their starting center for the season. Granted, they're going to bring a veteran in to replace him, but he's new to this as a member of the Patriots. What are they going to look like at left tackle? There's all kinds of things about New England's not the same team. I get back to Mike Krzyzewski. Of course, this is different. College basketball being such a transient sport now with the one and done, and Duke's going down that path for several years. But Mike Krzyzewski always talks about when he's coming off a national championship year, we're not defending anything. We won that title. You know, we're out to win another one. They're never taking that title away. We're not defending it. And in New England's case, they won that championship last year. They won another Super Bowl. This is a new team. They're starting over. They're starting fresh. That's the way Pittsburgh ought to look at it. I mean, the Steelers ought to go in there thinking, okay, they're going to have, like you said, all this pomp and circumstance. That has nothing to do with this year. Let's go out and play. That's a new team. We're a new team. Let's start a new season.
There it is. Now you got us ready, Jim. You got us ready for this football season. Thank you so much for your time. Jim Nance, NFL on CBS. We get going. He gets going with Tennessee and Cleveland this week. We'll see him at a bunch of Steeler games this year. Jim, we thank you so much. We'll talk soon.
We're looking forward to getting back to the Steel City soon. Thank you. Good luck on the year, and I look forward to visiting again.
All right.
Sounds good. Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, guys.
Great, great stuff from Jim Nance. You know, I like the fact that he's very reasonable about the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so much talk about them, and I think that what Jim Nance said is about the most left. Like me, I'm over the top the other way. Like, I hate Cleveland. People know it. Other people are over the top to sort of push hits, push eyes, get people to pay attention to Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of cut it down the middle and seemed to voice a reason with the Cleveland Browns.
And it makes sense what he says. Hey, they've got a good young quarterback. He's going to get better. But then what else about everything else around him? What is there? Okay, Beckham. Now prove it.
And let's back up here because we lose sight of this so much in sports talk. They haven't played yet. Mm-hmm. Like, we talk a lot about other stuff. It just comes down to games. Like, what are they going to do in the games? And the exciting part, though, is it's finally here with the Cleveland Browns. And they've never had a bullseye this big.
No.
None of them.
We didn't get a chance to ask Jim because he was on limited time, but I would have loved to have known the last time he or any other number one TV crew called a Browns opener.
Right.
I mean, this is completely different for them.
Last year, did they call the Steelers tie?
No. B.A. was on that call. So it would have been Gumbel and whoever else with B.A.
Yes, you're right
Trent
about
Green,
that.
Trent Green,
I think it was Trent Green because we had him on just before.
Yeah, B.A. was terrible.
Matt, well, now you got your own show. You're firing darts at people.
I'm just saying. He mumbled the whole time.
He did. He got just absolutely ripped apart, I remember, in the days after for his work on television. No, what? Hey, it was short-lived. You know,
well,
B.A.
He
was
the
himself,
time for a year.
Though, I thought.
No, he's been down in Tampa.
That was
with
a
Jameis.
Terrible day. Poured down rain. Boswell missed a kick. The
James
Browns
Connor
dropped
fumbling,
a bunch of passes.
Really guy was, their kicker was worse.
I know. Oh, my gosh. But big thanks to Jim Nantz. Always
That's
so
great.
Good when he's on with us.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.